soda or something. What is it, a little cake of stuff that you put in flour to make it rise?
Not yeast.
Okay.
You're going to make rolls.
Okay. What about, what size is a flour come in usually, the small one?
You could get it in 2 pounds, but I usually buy 5 pounds or 10 pounds.
Okay, we were talking about that the other night, how people usually buy the bigger things. I guess the 2 pound sacks are made for you just want to run down and pick something up in a hurry.
Get to go to the company.
Cost more too.
Yeah. And that's a fact. The more you buy, that's why I buy dog food in 25 and 50 pound. I go down to the farmer's co-op and buy a 50 pound bag of dog food. That
you get a little cheaper the more you buy,
What about if you break an egg, the center part is what?
The yolk.
Okay, and it's what color?
Yeah.
Okay. If you put an egg or some eggs in water and let the water boil for a while, you're going to have what?
Boiled eggs.
Okay. That's the kind of stupid question I'm talking about when you say that. That's what about when you break the egg first and then drop it into boiling water?
You have poached egg, I guess.
Okay. Some people use the little poaching cup thing on top of it.
I don't like those.
I don't care for them either. What about salt pork? What is that?
Fatback.
Same thing. What is, do you ever hear bacon called a side of bacon or a middling of bacon?
Middling.
And on the old homemade type bacon, the kind you used to slice yourself, you'd have, when you fried it, the skin on the outside would get hard, and you'd call that the what?
The rind.
Okay. What about pork that you grind up and put spices and things in?
Sausage.
Yeah. And the man that does all this, that grinds the sausage and everything nowadays, is the what? In the meat market, he's the what?
Butcher.
Okay. What about the meat when it goes bad? You'd say that meat smells like it's
rotten or
You ever say spoiled? Or?
Yeah, spoiled.
Okay. What's head cheese? Are you familiar with the term head cheese or souse meat?
Yeah, souse meat. We've eaten souse meat a lot of times. Let's see. Hook cheese? You're not talking about that, are you?
No. Head cheese is what some people call souse meat. It's made out of the
different kinds of meat, hog's head, things like that.
Right.
Their head and feet, I think, maybe.
Head and feet and ears.
And maybe tongue, I don't know.
A lot of the same thing as, have you ever heard of scrapple?
I've heard it, I don't believe it.
That's something like souse meat. The way my friend fixes it, he goes down and gets a hog head from the slaughterhouse and boils it until he boils all the he shaves it and cleans it. And then he boils it till he boils all the meat off of it. Then he mixes cornmeal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it sets up into a kind of a cake, and he cuts it and eats it. It's real good. It's called scrapple.
It thickens. Does it get thick?
Yeah, it sets, it gels. I mean, he doesn't have to bake it or anything. I guess it's the lard or something in the pork, and it sets up, and he calls it scrapple.
I don't believe it. Sounds too good, does it?
I love greasy food, man. My wife can't stand it. I'll take a piece of white bread. I'll fry a half a pound of bacon until I've got the grease about that thick, and then I'll throw a piece of white bread in and fry it and soak up that grease.
You like some of this fat back we got
I used to get sick every time we killed hogs eating cracklings.
Yeah, I like cracklings too.
What about butter when it goes bad? You say it's beginning to get what?
Rank.
Okay. And what about milk when it begins to lump up and go bad? You say it's beginning to what?
Curl.
Okay. What about a food, kind of a diet food that's made out of curdled milk?
I'm not sure about
that. Kind of a little cardboard carton about so big around you, but you quarter a tomato and put a big thing of it in there, it's white.
Dates, I